Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav Hillel B'Meir Yechiel Mechel Areini Karaparas Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Libracha, learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored Lili Nishmas HaRav Yaakov Yosef Ben Rav Shal Aryeh, and we are in Sefer Hosea. We are up to Perek Vav, and Hosea now turns to help us identify the belated tshuva of Am Yisrael. L'chu v'nashuva el Hashem. Hosea says that Am Yisrael are going to say, let us return to Hashem. When people will say to each other, and what's Hashem going to say back to us? Hashem's going to say, ki hu tarafi yirpa'enu. He tore us to pieces, now he'll heal us. Yach v'yach b'shenu. He wounded us, so he'll dress our wounds. So Yechayenu miyomayim bayom ha'shlishi yekimenu v'yenechya. In 2 days he'll revive us. On the third day we'll be raised up and we'll endure in his presence. The 2 days, the third days, was that this nevuah was says Ibn Ezra that they were aware that this nevuah was pretty close to coming true. Others disagree. Rashi and the others say the 2 days is a reference to two batei mikdash that were destroyed. The third one refers to the third base hamikdash. It will not be destroyed in that situation. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Zayin that says that the world is going to exist for 6,000 years. It'll be in a state of destruction then for 1,000 years, as it says, "Benizgav Hashem Levado," right? The name of Hashem will be exalted by itself. And Abaye says it'll stay destroyed maybe for 2,000 years, right? Like it says, on the third day he'll raise us up. And that's a third discussion. Whatever the Gemara means, we will have to figure it out when the time comes. Right? In that time, we'll then be of one mind in our pursuit of the knowledge of Hashem. We'll look for Hashem, seeing like the clarity of the dawn. It will come to us like the rains, like the spring rains that satiate the earth. In other words, when Am Yisrael pursue Yediyas Hashem, the knowledge of Hashem in earnest, so Hashem will show them to the extent that they perceive Him as clearly as the breaking of the dawn, right? And this knowledge will become as aware as the knowledge of the Geula Ha'asida. In fact, the Gemara in Tainis tells us that even though the Am Yisrael made an improper request, Hashem said He'll answer them properly. And they're going to ask we're going to ask Hashem to make us aware of Him like the rain. And our Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, look, I come to you like the rain, which is desirable only in the winter, but not in the summer. I'm going to do better. I'll be Ketali Yisrael. I'll be even greater. I'll be like the Tal. Ma'aselecha Ephraim, ma'aselecha Yehuda, v'chazdechem kanan boker, v'chatal mashkim holech. What can I do for you, Ephraim? What can I do for you, Yehuda? Your good deeds resemble the morning clouds. They disappear in the early morning like the dew. Just like the sparse clouds can't bring about rainfall, your insincere acts of kindness can't induce me to forgive you, says the Malbim. Right? Al kein chatzafti b'nevim haragtim b'mrefi. That's why I cut down the Nevi'im, the false Nevi'im that took you away, says the Ibn Ezra. Right? I had them killed at my command. Right? Umishpatecha or Yetze. Can you then be judged as innocent? In other words, I constantly had you get Musa from my Nevi'im, who are so exhausted that they're like half-dead people, right? And I did this so you shouldn't be judged innocent, says the Radak. And you killed some of them. Ki chesed chafatzi b'lo zavach. I wanted you to do chesed. I didn't just want you to just bring some dead animals on a stone. I wanted you to know Hashem more than I wanted you to bring carbon olas. Vehema, and what did you guys do? You, Adam of Rubis, Bris, Shambagdubi, you guys did something else. You broke the covenant like Adam Arishon. You betrayed me in that situation. What does that mean? Just like Adam Arishon broke his bris with Hashem in Gan Eden, says Rashi, you did the same thing over there. Gilad Kiryas Pauli Avan Akuba Midam. You have to understand Gilad is a city of wicked people who look to shed blood, right? Everyone's out to go ahead and kill. It's just an area that's sullied with blood, says the Radak, says the Malbim, right? And uchechake ish gedudim chever kohanim derech yirchatzu shchema gizima asu. And you have to understand, just as there's a band of thieves aware of its victim, the kohanim congregate on the road to join in the murder, that make sure that the evil plan was carried out. Beveis Yisrael reisa sharirura sham zenus lefraim netma Yisrael. Just in the Am Yisrael, I saw the corruption. In Beit El and in Dam, where Yerubim had set up the golden calves, I saw the corruption. And Ephraim was unfaithful, and Am Yisrael was defiled over there. And Gam Yehuda shas katsir lach b'shuvi shvosami. You have to understand, Yehuda, you're also going to reap what you sowed. You're gonna also get a similar punishment on yourself. That's Hashem's answer to his question, what can I do for you? When I look back to bring back the She'eris Yisrael, others say, no, this is not a negative. The Malvim, for instance, say that this is a prophecy for Malchus Yehuda. Yehuda, you'll get goodness when I bring back the Shvi, the captives of my people. In the days of Chizkiyo HaMelech, Am Yisrael did tshuva for their sins through the threat of Sanherib, and they were miraculously saved in that situation. And when I look to bring back my people, if not for Yehuda's sins, Am Yisrael would have redeemed the Aseres HaShvatim. But Yehuda also didn't deserve it, and so therefore, the fact that Malchus Yisrael was already sent into Galus would have been brought back, it wouldn't have been a good example for the rest of Yehuda, so Hashem had to make sure that they would not be able to come back and corrupt even more, and so it didn't work out very well for them as well. So sometimes the fact that we might not cause the galus, but of other people, of our Achenu B'nai Yisrael, but we may not be able to be a source of Yeshua, can be a source of difficulty. This is Hosea Perek Vav, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.